Boda-boda riders in Juba claim they are treated unfairly by the South Sudan Motorcycle Boda-Boda Association. They say the association connives with police and the Juba City Council to impose rules such as compulsory monthly subscriptions, annual membership and identification fees, and compulsory purchase of helmets. Nelson Loro Lako, a boda-boda rider in Juba, says it would be better if the association supported them.
Even if your motorcycle is stolen, they don't defend you. If one has caused an accident and you go to the association for help, they don't help. Yet every month they take 500,000 pounds. We have the ID too, which we pay 2,700 SSP annually. I want to know the use of the association.
Another boda-boda cyclist who only wanted to be identified as Modi says the association is embezzling their money.
My problem is that the boda-boda association are eating our money for nothing. If my motorcycle is stolen, they can't manage to pay us. Even when we cause accident, they can't even treat the patients. We also want the association to help us.
Other non-commercial motorbike cyclists have been abused and harassed too. Emmanuel Lako is one of the Juba residents who was victimized despite repeatedly saying he was not doing boda-boda business.
So the police guys decided to take me to where their bosses were, and I asked why really they arrested my motorbike and what's really the logic behind. And they told me that they are issuing, I think they're issuing some IDs and that kind of stuff to boda-boda guys. And I told them, really, I'm not a boda-boda person. You can see even my motorbike is a Mahindra. It's not for boda-bodas. People use it most often. But even if the Bajaj, not everybody that uses Bajaj has boda-boda.
The chairperson of the South Sudan Motorcycle Boda-Boda Association says it's compulsory to subscribe monthly. Abraham Jock says a business association does not operate like a church or school association.
This is not a community association or a student association. This is a business association. It has a regulation. It has a regulation that if you don't have a number plate, you don't go to the road. So the association also must impose that law. And they are making money. They are collecting money from the public. So if they are making money from the public, how come they cannot be told to do ABCD?
Jock says the association collects revenues to provide identification cards to differentiate them from criminals who disguise as boda-boda motorists. Major General Daniel Justin, South Sudan Police Service spokesperson, refutes claims by the boda-boda riders that the association is conniving with them to arrest the riders for not subscribing to the association. He says the police linked up with the association to keep law and order.
These are members of the association. They are to put their house in order by making sure that they adhere to the law, and then as a result, nobody should ask them on the road. The law is very clear about the licensing of the boda-boda and then over speeding and all this. We are just regulating the road. But they are to be informed so that they don't blame the police, that police is targeting them and so on.
Boda-boda operators say they don't like being forced to pay a membership fee for identification cards or being forced to buy and wear helmets, which cost 3,000 South Sudanese pounds. They are, however, required by law to wear fluorescent jackets and carry logbooks with them at all times. David Monodanga, Juba, South Sudan.